Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Hacks. We've got Sophia Johnson in the studio with us today, and she's kind of helping us think about quiet time from a teenager perspective. And for all you guys out there that know Sophia, you know that she loves to read. She is just a speed reader. She's got a book in her hands all the time. She's like Belle from Beauty and the Beast, just walking around just kind of like this. Sometimes I don't see her face for days because it's always in a book. Sophie, today I want to talk to you about the difference between reading the Bible and reading just a fictional book that you might be reading for enjoyment. You love to read. You're reading all the time. You read way more than I do. You read at least a book a week. And so I know that you love to read, but I know that there's a difference between reading God's Word and reading just a fun book or a book that's been assigned to you in school. So can you help us understand how we should read this book, the Bible, differently than we might read another book?
Well, when you're reading the Bible, you're not reading just to learn the plot line. You're reading to grow in your relationship with the Lord and to learn from the Bible and how you can apply it to your own life.
Yeah, so the Bible is history, but it's not just history. And it is important to understand that in the Bible, there is a plot structure that is going on. It's not just all these different stories just kind of thrown in there. But even from Genesis to Revelation, even though they're written by different authors, there is this singular plot structure that is taking place. And so we can pick up on that. But you're reading that, and the main character, Christ, is actually someone you can get to know. He is a living person today that you can get to know. So give us a book over here that you've read that's fiction.
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice. Who are the main characters in Pride and Prejudice?
Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy.
Okay. So you can read that book and you can try to get to know them all you want to, but you never will because they're fictional and they're not around anymore. But this is a book about a person that not only you can get to know, but wants to know you as well. And it's what we might call a living book, right? And this might be a good book, but it's not a living book, all right? So talk to us about what have you been reading, what have you been studying in your quiet time that has been making an impact on you?
Recently, I've been going through 2 Timothy.
Okay. So this is kind of interesting because 2 Timothy is written to a young person, but he was a pastor. So what are you learning from reading about Paul writing to a young pastor?
It talks a lot about sharing and suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus and running the race with perseverance and just.
Yeah, so this is instruction that you are taking for your own life. So Paul writes that to Timothy, but the Holy Spirit is inspiring Paul to write that. And so it's not only good for Timothy, but it's good for us as well, that this is part of what it looks like as we live the Christian life, that we're going to have to share in suffering. So that's great. Give us another book that you've really enjoyed reading that's made an impact on you.
Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express.
Okay, Agatha Christie. And what's the guy's name?
Hercule Poirot.
Yeah, something like that. Right. Yeah. So you gave me and your mom one of those books when we went on vacation one time, and I really enjoyed reading Agatha Christie there. So yeah, but that's fun, and I didn't learn a whole lot about my own self in reading that. But when I read the Bible, I need to be understanding that I'm reading it with a different lens there. So that's good. Thank you for pointing that out to us. So there's your tip. There's your trick. As you're reading the Bible, it's not the same thing as reading Agatha Christie. This is a living book, and as you are reading it, it is reading you. Until next time on Day by Day Hacks.